On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I got a chance to chat with Chris Hull from Bruce Bolt. We had an awesome conversation all around what is working in marketing this year, what's not. He told me about a special tool technique that I had never really thought of or heard about before that you guys are definitely going to want to know about. And you have to listen to hear what this is. You might start seeing it come up in the next little while, but I'll bet you 99% of people will not do this technique. You guys aren't going to want to miss this one.
If you are a mid seven-figure brand and above, listen up. Are you struggling with ads this year? How about growth in general? What about profitability? Supply chain issues got you down? You are not alone. As a brand owner myself, I totally get this. iOS 14 has ravaged many smaller brands. The good news? Our clients at Upgrowth and the brands that we own have not been touched. Don't get me wrong. We had to fight to figure out how to advertise effectively in a post-surveillance ad world. But we learned some incredible lessons along the way, and we want to share some of those lessons with you. So go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow to apply for a free growth plan today so we can show you what is working in a post-iOS 14.5 world. Again, that is www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow. Now, on to today's episode.
Did you hear the story about the brand that spent thousands of dollars to have their credit card data analyzed, thinking their customers were moms aged 45 to 55, just to find out through a post-purchase survey that it was actually their teenage daughters who were the ones that were purchasing using their mom's credit card? Attribution is one of the most important pieces of the e-commerce puzzle. And nowadays, it seems like the industry might be moving backwards instead of forwards. Identifying the real buyer and tracking their behavior is getting more and more complicated. Even the tools that we do have often miss these critical pieces of the actual full picture. Enter KnoCommerce, the post-purchase survey platform that has been used by top-tier brands like Pura Vida, Olipop, and True Classic, leading them to those coveted customer conversion insights. KnoCommerce allows you to generate surveys directly on your confirmation screen in minutes, helping you answer foundational questions like, hey, how did you first hear about us? And deeper inquiries like, who do you usually buy gifts for? This goldmine of information provides a glimpse into the lifestyle of the human who is purchasing from you, not just their age, gender, or income bracket. With over 4 million questions answered every single month and an average response rate above 50% using pre-built templates, you'll be collecting actionable market and customer intelligence in no time. If you're ready to boost your attribution, then please head over to knocommerce.com. That's KNOcommerce.com and tell them that Jordan sent you. Also, tell them that Jordan sent you and you'll get 50% off for the first 3 months with a 14-day free trial. Again, head over to knocommerce.com. That's KNOcommerce.com and tell them that Jordan sent you.
Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Today I am joined by Chris Hull from Bruce Bolt. Chris, welcome to Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Jordan, especially with you. It's like I made it now. Now that I'm on your podcast, it's like I'm a verified real marketer. So this is a big day for me.
In like a very niche way, but yes.
It's true.
100%. Yes. No, I appreciate you saying that, Chris. Hey, for people who don't know anything about you or anything about Bruce Bolt, tell us just a little bit about who you are and then what you guys do.
I'm Chris. I head up our marketing. And what Bruce Bolt does is make what I consider to be the best batting gloves in baseball. If you're not familiar with baseball players, they're always wearing some type of glove in order to get a better grip on their bat. In the pros, they're using wood bats, and in other leagues, other categories, levels, they're using metal bats. But the point is they need a better grip so they can grip it and rip it and put one out of the park. What Bruce Bolt does and what our founder did when he was 16 years old is truly innovate in the category and make a better fitting glove out of better fitting materials that last you longer in the end. They also happen to look cool, so that helps in regards to sales as well.
Chris, for people who are not watching this and for people who are listening, you know, right behind you is a big wall of incredibly colorful gloves. Just wondering, does that add, like, do you consider that like a marketing piece? Because people, I'm assuming that people see these gloves and are like, oh my gosh, what are these gloves? These are like different colored than anything. I mean, when I play baseball, it was always like, I just like playing black gloves.
Right, right. Well, and you know, the funny thing is that our best sellers really still are white and black. I mean, it's your basic ones that anybody on any team can wear at any time. But I will say people love the variations and they love the special signature series, limited editions that we come out with, especially if you've got unique colors on a specific kind of team or this player wears this kind of pattern. People love that. And especially our travel ball community, which ranges from, you know, about 8 years old to 18 years old. Those players, they're looking for the new, next and best colored glove.
So I imagine that this is a pretty small total addressable market, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Am I right there, or are there more people that are buying these gloves than I know?
Well, I would say smaller than some categories. So, you know, the total number of baseball players are fewer than the total number of football players, more than the people who play lacrosse, more than the people who play hockey. But, you know, still, baseball is America's great pastime. You know, it's no longer the most popular sport in America. And among baseball players, the travel ball kids, they're the ones who take it most seriously, they and their parents. Yeah. And so I would say that it's definitely a niche within the sport overall, but a very dedicated niche who wants the best equipment for the best performance they can have.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, let's get it. You know, you're a marketing guy. I want to get into a big time marketing conversation here today, because I think that is something that, you know, some brands are really struggling with in, well, especially 2022. I think a lot of brands had a ridiculously hard time gaining more market share, you know, just increasing sales in 2022. And we're into 2023. We're recording this March 1st. This will probably come out next week at some point. What the heck is working right now for you guys when it comes to marketing?
What's working for us, I would say, at the forefront, is, and this is going to, some people are not going to like it that I'm saying this, but what's working for us at the forefront is word of mouth marketing. And that really being a result of us actually producing an incredible product. Now, you know, for some of my friends I know that may own hat brands, apparel brands, or even, you know, a type of commodity like coffee, et cetera, they may be, you know, hat in hand saying that doesn't help me that much right now. You know, I think most of us in e-commerce are used to living off of paid ads. But in 2023, I think the game has just significantly changed. And we have to diversify our business such that we can stand on many legs, be they influencer marketing, getting into retail, of course, paid ads, really, you know, tightening up your email and SMS, and then just incentivizing word of mouth as much as possible and feeding that flame.
So let's talk about that. What are ways that make sense to actually incentivize somebody that somebody's actually going to care about with word of mouth? Like, how do we get people to talk about our products without, you know, it cheapening the brand?
Yeah, I think, of course, people go about it a number of ways. I was looking at Social Snowball the other day, which I think is a great innovative kind of tool that Noah is building. Of course, people have loyalty programs and they have referrals and things like that. Mainly what we do is we have word of mouth baked into our audience. And so basically what happens, Jordan, is that Kid A, let's say little Johnny in Temple, Texas, he orders a pair of Bruce Bolts and then he takes them to practice and he's looking like a superhero and feeling like a superhero he steps into the batter's box. And then what happens is that his friends start talking. They say, Johnny, man, where'd you get those and what are they? And let me see them. And man, can I put them on? You know, they'll have all the different kids will start trying them on. And then the parents will notice. And then little Jimmy over here, he's like, Mom, I want those gloves. And so because there's a baked in community tapping into that community, I would say, is key. The community surrounding your customers, really all of our customers, they're a part of larger communities, and thinking about them that way is helpful. But tapping into that and bringing, for us, largely it's bringing the coolness factor and also the promise of more confidence and better performance on the field. Those things just lead to a kind of virality that doesn't even necessarily take place online, but takes place IRL in real life, yeah, where people are actually living on a daily basis.
Yeah. So how do brands that maybe don't have, because, like, you know, I'm looking again at your glove wall behind you, right? And it's just so bright and colorful. And of course, people are going to be like, hey, what are those? Like, that's super cool.
Right.
How do brands that don't have that piece to them get that kind of word of mouth virality? Like, how do brands actually get people to talk about them? You know, they probably have awesome products, but how do they nudge people to do that?
Well, one thing, you know, I was thinking about you, Jordan. I mean, Jordan, you own a bunch of different brands, don't you, brother? I mean, you've got your hands in a number of things.
Yeah, too many.
Too many. That's a good problem to have. But, you know, like a baby's clothing. Don't you? You do something in the baby apparel space, right?
Yeah. Well, massive word of mouth with that brand. Yeah.
Massive word of mouth, right? And huge opportunity in that, you know, baby can have this certain clothing, and then maybe mom and dad can have a matching set. And then like that creates a unique opportunity, a postable, an Instagrammable, a TikTokable opportunity. I think for brands, even in more quote boring spaces, I think there are opportunities for people to get creative and get outside the box. I mean, I love this story just yesterday of this auto body shop in Florida somewhere where they hired somebody to make a TikTok that has a ridiculous cat in it. And now that TikTok has gone viral, and all of a sudden Carl's Body Shop in Nowheresville, Florida has all of a sudden become, you know, the it place to go and get your car taken care of. I think there's an opportunity to just get creative outside of the box and generate some of that.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, Chris. I like that. Let's talk paid ads. I haven't actually talked paid ads too much on the podcast recently. What's working for you guys when it comes to paid ads?
We, of course, well, like everybody, we're living on Google and Meta. I still think those two are the big dogs in the industry. And no one else
is coming anywhere close to them, Chris.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And you know, TikTok's hot and it's cool, and we've stepped into it for sure. But I will say, even though we've had some success, you know, Marky Mark, he figured it out. I don't know. You know, he did a good job with Meta. We have seen success with TikTok, but I will say we would have given it up. We would have given it up if it hadn't been for some attribution tools like Triple Whale, and specifically a post-purchase survey with NoCommerce that we've used. That has allowed us to get a better grip on what we're seeing with TikTok.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. No pun intended. But without that, I mean, I'll just be honest. I think TikTok's pixel is broken. I don't think it measures things that
I don't think it works either.
I think it's great. I think it's great for, you know, getting organic content from somewhere to everywhere. But as far as actually measuring how many purchases am I getting, I just don't think it's there yet. But we are stepping into that and more and more so, because that's where our players are living, even though it's their parents that are going to be buying. That's where our players and our youth are living.
Yeah, absolutely. Interestingly, guys, NoCommerce is actually the sponsor this month. Highly, highly recommend checking them out. If you don't have any post-purchase survey going, check. It's either them or Inquire. I've used No for as long as I can remember. I go to them and trust NoCommerce literally just as much as I trust Triple Whale. Like, just as much. Because I really believe that attribution is just broken across everything, right? And we don't know where people are coming from. And at least this way we get an idea, right? Like, when especially when there was massive pixel issues, I relied on NoCommerce, and I'm sure glad that I did, or else I would have stopped spending on Meta. right? I would have stopped spending on Google. Actually, I probably would have spent more actually on Google because Google, you know, attribution-wise, is always going to show more than it actually does for you as a discovery platform, right? So yes, guys, KnoCommerce, awesome. Most likely in the show notes, there is a great discount for you guys if you want to check it out. That's all I'm going to say about that. I just wanted to step in since you teed that one up for me, Chris.
It's a great point. I personally considered post-purchase surveys. That's just small boy stuff. It's like, what am I going to fiddle with that with? Big levers only. Let's pump the cash machine. Let's print the monies. You know, what am I doing? We're in this question, that question. Leave that for somebody else. But I was totally wrong. I was completely wrong. It's such a huge lever and gives you real insight to your customer base. So I'm a big KnoCommerce fan.
Chris, what's one thing in marketing that you're doing that you don't think anyone else is?
Oh, man. You know, we're in the tree of trust right now. Is that we're in the tree
okay,
of trust?
Okay, I won't tell anybody. Okay, just between you and me.
Nobody can know this, okay? But I will say, we've started leveraging AI video. And
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm just being real with you, Jordan. This is a game changer.
Okay.
I'm not talking chat GPT. I'm not talking any of that. I'm talking about Maverick. My friend Eitan, he's the founder of Maverick. TryMaverick.com, something like that. TryMaverick.com. Okay. And what it does is
we will not put that link in the show notes, guys, just so you know.
Okay, yeah. It's not over there, you know. Sorry. You know, this is just amongst friends, you know. No.
But
what it does is it allows you to send personalized videos at scale. And so, Jordan, you come to the website, you're looking through the gloves, you decide, you know what, little Johnny, he doesn't deserve it. I'm not going to buy him any of these gloves yet. Maybe if he washes a few more dishes, et cetera. Well, if we've got your email, what's going to happen is that you are going to get a personalized video from our founder, someone from our staff, et cetera. And it's going to say, Jordan, saw that you came by and that you filled up your cart. We love these gloves. They're selling fast. I hope you can get them before they're gone again, you know? And the fact that your own name appears in that video, it's incredible. And I really think this way of personalization for commerce in general, especially as we step into 2024, and technology continues to develop, I think this is going to be a huge key is personalizing the shopping experience for people coming to the website.
Love that. I already opened up a tab while we were talking. I rarely do that, Chris.
But. All right, man. I love it. I'll connect you with Eitan. Incredible guy.
Please.
And I'll even say this. He's working it out for us to be able to have the same experience over SMS, not just email, but SMS, which I think is going to be even better.
That's another game changer. So interestingly, I want to step in with my own sort of personal history with this. We used to do this all the time personally. We used Bonjouro back in the day. This is years ago that we used Bonjouro. And every single person that abandoned a cart or was a new customer, we would make a personalized video for them, right?
Wow.
Incredible to see that there are now tools where you can get a bit of assistance doing this.
Assistance. That's helpful, right? I bet, Jordan, how tiring was that, man? I just can't imagine you going through there and you're filming again and again and again. That must have been like crazy town.
Well, we tried to get staff members to do it and they would like five of them and be like, oh, we're so tired. We can't do this. And so I ended up getting virtual assistants to do it.
All right. There we go. That helps.
Yeah. So it worked great, but this seems like an absolute game changer. I am so pumped to try this. Guys, I will actually have the link in the show notes so you guys can check it out. But super cool, Chris. I'll bet you 99% of people will not be doing this. But those smart people out there definitely will, because I know how much those little touch points actually matter to customers, right? That's how you marry retail and direct to consumer together, right? By doing stuff like that. So I'm going to ask you that question. I'm going to ask that question to everyone now, Chris.
I love it. All right. Great.
Well, especially marketers. Marketers love to talk about things that are new and different ways to go around things. So, I appreciate you being open about that. Chris, I'm going to ask you the question I ask everyone who comes on the podcast. What is your secret to scaling?
Secret to scaling is actually going through the trouble of making a better product and doing it for an audience that's starving for it. If you can find a product that actually makes things better, let's say it's already working, but you can make it 10% better and position it for an audience that's craving it, dying to have it, then you've got a winner on your hands. Mm. What's going to happen is I really feel, and that's what we're seeing with Bruce Bolt, is that they're going to help that scale take care of itself organically in a way that I've yet to see in other brands I've been involved with.
Hmm. That's you're so right on there. And that's really hard once you've started your company, right? That's a really hard thing to do is to continue to deliver a really good product to people, right? And you're right. That's where word of mouth comes from. Like our clothing company up here in Canada, Kindred, we get 50% of our business comes from word of mouth.
Incredible.
Because people love our clothes so much, right? Like picture like would Lululemon be around if their clothes weren't incredible quality? Like,
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No, go to Walmart for that stuff, right?
Right.
Like, and it also allows you to command a higher premium at the same time too, right?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. And then you get out of categories at the same time, right? It's like, well, yeah, I mean, you can compare these batting gloves to Rawlings, but like, are they the same? No, these are like in a different category of their own.
Exactly. I think this is a huge key to everything. And I think it's one of the least talked about thing, product development, because the least amount of people actually have the ability to touch it and control it. But I think it's a huge key to your entire business, because if you make a better product, then you can sell it for more, you can have better margin, and you can actually get it in front of people who are willing to pay for it readily, happily. They don't need a discount. They want it. They just want it now. I'll pay more if you can get it to me sooner, you know. And this kind of thing, I think it allows you, like you're saying, it allows you to break through categories and allows you to transcend in your vertical.
Absolutely. Yes. That is so right. Chris, I got three more questions for you. I hope that you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. First question, favorite tool or app that you're using right now? And you can't use Maverick. We want another one.
Okay. Postscript. SMS marketing, push, send, and make money. It's a cash register. That's what I love about SMS marketing.
It sure is. I mean, even after the iOS updates, to me, it hasn't made much of a difference. It's it's wonderful. Yeah. And the people who go on your SMS list, they're the people who want to be on there, right? Like it's just a wonderful channel that that I hope everyone is taking advantage of right now.
Yeah, instant moneymaker. I love it. I mean, maybe it's because I just like instant gratification. But anyway, I think it's a great tool to have in your pocket if you're not leveraging it right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Second question for you. Favorite podcast or audiobook that you're listening to?
Favorite podcast or audiobook? I'm going to say two. Right now, I love Limited Supply with Nick Sharma and Moiz Ali. Those guys are, anyway, they're hilarious. Number two, favorite book. And this one really for me is an all-time favorite. I would say Hero on a Mission by Donald Miller.
Helped me. I haven't read it, that one yet.
Helped me as a marketer, helped me as a dad, helped me as a husband, helped me really frame up my purpose moving forward. That one to me, I wish every entrepreneur and businessman and businesswoman would have it in their back pocket. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, any of Donald Miller's business books are just absolutely phenomenal. Also, you know, back in the day, like he was my favorite author before he was ever in business.
Right?
And so I absolutely loved his books. And so seeing him on the business side now has just made me so happy and like, oh yeah, yeah, you can do both of these things together. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So definitely go check out any of Donald Miller's stuff, Building a Story Brand, Business Made Simple, all of these things, just really, really great, great content.
Totally. Heartily agreed.
Chris, I got one more question for you. You just found out you have a year to live. What changes?
Oh, man. Only 1 year? Well, I think what changes is I move my family into my in-laws' house so that they could get settled and taken care of. And
That's good. I never thought about that.
Probably sell our current house and put every dollar into my wife's bank account and then spend absolutely as much time as possible with my three little girls.
How old are they?
6, 4, and 1. And I don't know if we've got one more in us, Jordan. I don't know. We'll just see. You see what happens. But those little girls, you know, they're just, they're my why, you know, they're my why behind everything. Waking up, going to work, doing what we do. And if I only had a year left, boy, I'd spend every minute of it with them.
Oh, Chris, thanks so much for coming on and talking and opening up. And yeah, this is just a really fun conversation. It's funny. I feel like we couldn't be as far apart in North America or even culturally as we are. And yet this was just so wonderful. So really appreciate it. Where can people connect with you and then find out more about Bruce Bolt?
Find out more about Bruce Bolt at brucebolt.us, brucebolt.us. We've got batting gloves and batting and baseball equipment galore. And then if you want to stay up to date with me, go to Twitter, Ecom Cowboy, E-C-O-M-M space Cowboy. You can find me there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Jordan.
Hey guys, if you're looking to scale your e-commerce brand, you need tips and strategies from people who have actually done it. Stop reading those newsletters written by marketers who have only ever spent founders' hard-earned money and start reading from the perspective of 7- and 8-figure founders. That's why we're launching the Secrets to Scaling newsletter to give you real, actionable advice from founders with firsthand experience. Get the latest strategies from ad campaigns, budgeting, wholesale, partnerships, and so much more. Sign up for our beta for free at secrets.upgrowthcommerce.com.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.